following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's only local sports call-in show, featuring award-winning sports director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis. Guests include local and regional sports figures, everyone from Big Ten head coaches and athletes to the top D2 NAIA and high school coaches and athletes. They analyze all sports from pro football to junior hockey. Join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line toll-free at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Email the Den Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Send us a tweet at ESPN1460-1550. Or send us a Facebook comment, facebook.com/ESPN Superstation. Let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And we're glad you're back after Memorial Day weekend. We're glad to be back as well. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, Jeff doing the producing, and we are here for the next hour recapping what happened over the weekend in sports. We're going to be talking Shrine Bowl. We're going to be talking NCAA baseball. We're going to be talking Creighton baseball. Steve Pivovar of the Omaha World Herald is going to join us on the show today. Travis Hawk from Alliance, Lee Schmale from Elmwood Murdoch, they're the head coaches of the Shrine Bowl, and we'll be chatting with them over the next couple of days as well. And I'm not 100% sure if we're going to get a chat with one of them today just because of the practice schedule, but if we do, it will be towards the end of the program. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Glad to have you along with us as we are now officially into summer.
Douglas, good to be back off the weekend, like you mentioned. You know, nationally, it's a little bit strange because people are focused on maybe the Stanley Cup, maybe the Indy 500, what a little bit you see about that catching people's attention, the NBA playoffs. I think here it's more the when the regionals of baseball were announced, so with the College World Series going on. I think people are interested in that. People are interested in actually following Creighton, and yeah, they got off to such a great start, and you thought, can this team finish this and get on? You know, one of the only two teams in this tournament that's under 500 on the year. So they're going to go face a UCLA squad that's the number two overall national seed, but they're still playing baseball, and good for them. I thought Tom Chattel's article in the Omaha World Herald today was really interesting, taking a look at this team and Ed Service. What he said about Ed Service, I found that very, very interesting. But good for the Creighton Blue Jays. Obviously, being a Husker fan, I don't cheer for the Creighton Blue Jays all year. I cheer for them now because when Nebraska not playing, they're the only team playing. But four Big 12 teams get in, two from the Big 10. Interesting to me that Michigan State got in, and I think that's up on a lot of people's, when you're following college baseball articles and you go down, people are saying, why not Wake Forest? It's just like the basketball deal. How'd this team get in, this team get left out? I got Michigan State's schedule pulled up in front of me, and they're talking about their out-of-conference schedule. And I went back and looked. They did take a trip to Texas, where they faced Texas A&M, who's the number one seed, and Baylor. They beat Baylor 4-0. That's awesome. That's a great win. They lost all three at A&M. They did play St. John's, who's a number three seed. They did play Louisville, who's a three seed. Split with them. But other than that, you know, they're talking about their strength of schedule. I'm still looking for the strength of schedule. Furman, Miami, Ohio, Xavier, Seton Hall, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati don't do it for me. And certainly Oakland of Ohio or of Michigan doesn't do anything for me. But nonetheless, they're the fifth seed in the Big Ten Conference. Nebraska was the fourth seed. Michigan State was the fifth seed. Nebraska was four, Michigan State five. I got to think Indiana right now is shaking their heads going, wait a minute. You know, this team was 13-11 in the conference, 37-21 overall. Michigan State gets in. You know, great for the Spartans, great for Big Ten baseball to add somebody. And we talked to that Michigan coach, and he said, you know, if they can make a run, maybe their RPI is high enough. And I know RPI is a big deal in this. I'm trying to figure out. I know you got A&M and Baylor. And I guess playing those teams that are that talented do a lot for you. But you never beat A&M. You did beat Baylor 4-0 on March 7th. They're the fourth overall national seed. So that's a great, great win. But 37-21. They find their way in. They're going to face Pepperdine. They're going to Palo Alto to a Stanford region. So that was probably one of the surprises of the weekend, Michigan State, and good for them. I think it's good for Big Ten baseball. Now these teams have got to make some noise. And with Purdue getting the number one seed, I think that's also excellent because that was a bubble team. You know, they were rated, and winning the Big Ten tournament obviously helped them. But, you know, maybe get them to 14th, 15th nationally. They give them a number one seed and play Valparaiso. They also get Kent State and Kentucky, and it looks like Kentucky's one of those teams that really felt that they could add a number one seed. That should be a great matchup there.
Well, and you look at the other side there, too. Oregon is the number one in their pod, and that's not like Oregon is a national power. They've been playing some good baseball, but Oregon State had been getting most of the pub here over the last few years, and you kind of almost have to feel that Cal State Fullerton might come out of that four-team pod, and if Purdue can win, then Purdue would host a super regional. If it's Cal State Fullerton, if it's Oregon, they go to Oregon. It's not like you're going to be walking into some place that is steeped in history. And speaking of that, Texas is left home for the first time since 1998. How quickly will Augie Garrido be an analyst on ESPN's coverage of college baseball? Because you know that's what's going to happen. Daddy, about Michigan State, the only reason Michigan State is getting a bad rap is because the perceived notion that the Big Ten is a bad baseball conference, which RPI drastically went up this year. If this was a situation, I mean, the Steve Pivovar has it in his column today, is that really the one that they're thinking that got left out was Wake Forest. They were 33-24. They had a 38 RPI. Michigan State had a 45. Their strength of schedule was 16 in the ACC, which is the toughest RPI conference.
But the conference record.
They were 13-17 in the conference, but made the championship game and lost to Miami. So Wake Forest is the one they're leaving out. Wake Forest non-conference, here you go. Now, again, it doesn't matter because the numbers tell you. 16, I mean, their conference is why their strength of schedule is so high. At New Mexico State. Then they went to they hosted the Hilton Garden Inn Invitational, and they played Cincinnati, Georgetown, UNC Asheville, who.
What'd they do against Cincinnati? They beat Cincinnati?
Yeah, one game, yeah, okay. 7-0. They did have a couple game series with Valparaiso, who got in for the first time, beat them. Then they get into conference play with Maryland, Eastern Michigan twice, Marshall. It's not like they even really played that many non-conference games. Winthrop, I get High Point a couple of times. UNC Greensboro. I'm trying to see where they actually, if I've got this read right, they must not have a bye week in their conference. And then they went 1-2 in the ACC tournament.
Okay, I mean, though it's basically, when you get on ESPN, team left out, they've got this stuff up, you know, questionable teams in. And let's be honest, Texas is one of those teams that was right on the bubble. And the way they finished, lost the last three series, and then did not have a good showing in the Big 12 baseball tournament, they're out. I was shocked, and you're the one that told me this morning, for the first time since 98, because I would have thought Texas baseball, I could have saw that been, that's the first time they've been left out of the tournament since 72. I mean, yeah. One of those deals.
Do you know who, and we've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up, but who has the longest streak?
I do not.
Making it for the 40th consecutive year this year.
Miami.
The Miami Hurricanes, yep. Florida's your number one seed, UCLA, Florida State, Baylor, Oregon, North Carolina, LSU, South Carolina. Those are your top eight national seeds. If they win, they're hosting Super Regionals. This does mean something in the sport of baseball. And plenty of this is going to be covered by ESPN, of course, every game of the College World Series, which begins again on a Friday this year, June the 15th, can be heard right here on ESPN.
Jeff, and I want Jeff to look this up because I don't want to be stating it wrong. Purdue does not have a good facility. They are actually, I believe, playing in Gary, Indiana. And I think that must be a minor league park to host this deal. I would be interested to see, obviously, if Oregon would be higher than them being the fifth overall national seed to go to a super regional. But if Oregon would lose and Cal State Fullerton or whatnot, that deal would be back, I believe, in Gary, Indiana. And can you just look up and see where that facility is, if it is a minor league park?
Daddy, one other thing. Remember last year, you look at all the four seeds in the baseball tournament. And Creighton, would, if they would have got in on their own, would never be a four seed. They've got enough reputation. Last year, Illinois was a four seed, the only Big Ten team to get in. You're four seeds. I mean, just to give you an idea of the names of these schools, Bethune-Cookman, Sacred Heart, Army, Manhattan, Austin Peay, Valparaiso, Prairie View, Oral Roberts. Then you've got Creighton, Dayton, Stony Brook, Louisiana Monroe, Cornell, Alabama Birmingham, Fresno State, who won the College World Series out of the four hole just a handful of years ago. And then Missouri is a four seed. The only way they got in was winning the Big 12 tournament, but that still surprises me. They've got a winning record at 32-26. And they're out of one of the best conferences, and only four teams made it in from the Big 12. It is a big deal if you are a four seed, because you have to go. It's a true road game against the best pitcher in his home park. You're playing a Friday night road game, essentially, here, and at Arizona, who I guess for them the draw is okay. I mean, Arizona is not one of the top eight national seeds. They're between 9 and 16.
Yeah, I find that. They're the name school, though. And what you're saying out of that other group of four seeds. I think you look around and four Big 12 teams, two Big 10 teams, and which is a very, very down number. I mean, Big 12 baseball's got as many as seven teams in, with people lobbying for eight teams to get in on several occasions. But, you know, Baylor getting a four overall national seed. Many people think that's the easiest regional because they got Oral Roberts, Texas Arlington, and Dallas Baptist. There's not another, I mean, it doesn't look like another power in there. They look for Baylor, but then Baylor's not going to have to, the team's not going to come far because Rice, who's been to the College World Series a lot, is looks to, and along with Dave Van Horn in Arkansas, yeah. Those are the teams that look to be facing out with Baylor.
You got to think Dave Van Horn probably kind of likes his draw. He's going to be playing all these Texas schools. But Gary, Indiana, U.S. Steel Yard Ballpark, home of the Independent League, which is like the Lincoln Salt Dogs, Gary South Shore Railcats.
Nice.
I don't know. It's probably still not true, but Gary, Indiana used to have the highest crime rate of any city in America, so that's got to be
really
cool. Let's go to Gary. Let's play at night.
That's not where you vacation.
All right. Before Steve Pivovar joins us in our next break here, just a couple quick thoughts on what's going on. We have the Indy 500, the NBA, the NHL, Zach Johnson with the penalty in the golf tournament. And I still didn't read too deep into that. Somebody had to tell him that before he signed his scorecard. And that'd be tough to do from 18 to the 10th. Somebody must have tackled the kid and said, hey, you didn't get a 4, you got a 6 or whatever it was, and did that.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Because I think you know this rule. If that wouldn't have been on 18 and he'd been on 17 and hit his shot on 18, would it have been over?
No. No, you just got to write down the right score. I mean, as long as you're walking down 18 fairway and you go, oh, my God, I didn't move my ball back on 17. erase it, put down the right score.
Okay.
And or, you know, you'd probably have to ask the rules official exactly what the score should be, but you'd have to take that penalty.
Okay.
So, but so be it. NBA kind of going the way it is in Oklahoma City. Boy, we have seen this throughout the playoffs. Lakers have done it. The Pacers have done it, where you had somebody down and you let them get away. And Oklahoma City giving up 39 points in the fourth quarter of a playoff game, meaning you're pretty darn good to be in a playoff game. That's just, you can't do it. And I think it just shows Oklahoma City first time there.
I think you're right. And you know what? Oklahoma City losing to San Antonio. Yeah, they had a chance to probably deliver a knockout punch. Couldn't do it. That was good basketball. And last night, the second quarter, those teams going back and forth and to find themselves tied at half, and then Miami just took over in the second half. So, looks right now, you know, Miami, until these teams lose on somebody's home court, no one's really got an advantage right now. Yeah, they're up 1-0 apiece. And they might go up 2-0 apiece. But if you go to Oklahoma City and Oklahoma City wins the two there, then we're all square and we're playing a best two out of, or, you know, we're playing two out of three. So don't be up in arms if you're Oklahoma City Thunder fan or if you're a Celtic fan. They've got to beat you. Boston taking three out of four during the regular season, and I know people are hurt for Boston and Bosch is hurt for the Heat. That could be a great – both of these series could be really, really good series.
Folks, Doug and Daddy show with the Memorial Day weekend over. You've done your golf and you've done your fishing. Maybe you had to work all weekend. You're ready to relax. Maybe you did a lot of yard work, painting, mowing, working on the house, working on the garden, and you're ready to relax, and you pop down on that couch and you go, this just isn't comfortable. You sit in your recliner. Why is this spring poking out? You lay down in your bed, and it does not conform to your body.
I know where you're going, Doug.
Holdridge, Hastings, Kearney, Alliance. You can go to any of those fine cities to Bruce Furniture, and they're going to take care of you. Facebook and brucefurniture.com. Check them out online. They are going to take care of you with new, or even if you're interested in some very good used furniture, the market there is very high. You can sell your old furniture. You can purchase some used furniture, and it doesn't matter how you do it. They're going to deliver that furniture for free. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Get that new bedding set. Get that new recliner. Get that new couch. Get that new living room set. Maybe it was just a big weekend. You said, all right, the family's coming in. They're bringing my brother, my sister, brother-in-law. So like 17 kids were here this weekend. So I held on to my kitchen set and table and chairs just to get through this weekend. It's gone. I need something new. Check it out. Bruce Furniture, the place for you. Steve Pivovar, the Omaha World Herald, after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Fram filters can take a beating. At the Fram Proving Grounds, they get the pound test, where they're hit with 100 PSI of pressure every second for 30,000 seconds. This leads to tough, tested Fram filters, like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. Don't settle for a cheaper filter. Use Fram Extra Guard. Tested, proven, and pounded into shape at the Fram Proving Grounds. Fram, don't fail your engine. See us hit our filters with more tests at Fram.com.
Remember Dad helping you catch your first fish and watching him try to assemble the family tent? Then tell him he's special with great Father's Day gifts from Bass Pro Shops, like New Balance 608 trainers for under $40. And save $40 on a Masterbuilt Extra Wide Propane Smoker. Plus, free shipping on orders of $50 or more at BassPro.com. Bass Pro Shops. Your adventure starts here.
7,000.
Bigger!
8,000.
Bigger!
9,000.
Bigger, bigger, bigger!
$9,500.
Cool.
Now that's a great big wad of greenbacks, and that's just the kind of savings you'll get on one of the area's greatest selections of Dodge Rams. Over 50 to choose from means Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram has your truck today. You can get into innovation this spring in your new Dodge Journey. Seating up to 7 and 26 miles per gallon makes the Journey the perfect family-friendly transportation. 8 to choose from means we have one that's just right for your family. And no matter where you're going, on or off-road, you'll arrive in style in your new Jeep Compass. The selection is great, and the savings are even greater. With over $2,000 off, this is definitely a Midway Best Buy. Come see it and save at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com.
It's a bat, a ball, and about 40 of the greatest baseball players in the majors. The MLB All-Star Game is in Kansas City this summer. And The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and Ben Engel Construction can put you in the stands.
Take me out to the ball game.
Just text Royals 945 to 90210 for a chance to win Royals tickets every week. And maybe the All-Star Game. Text Royals 945 is brought to you by Ben Engel Construction and the Royals Nebraska home. The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Sunshine continues across the area as we head through the day today with a high around 76, with north wind staying a bit breezy at times, around 10 to 15. Then we'll see increasing cloudiness tonight with a slight chance for a shower or storm late. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now it's 64.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, rolling along, where all of our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, North Platte. Whether you want to enjoy the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years, or just have a real fruit, low-fat yogurt made fresh in the kitchen every day, a real fruit smoothie or frappe, it is Burger King. Check them out in Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Steve Pivovar, gracious to join us once again today on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, and to talk College World Series and the field of 64. But obviously, now you can't just focus on the other 63 teams, because he's on the Creighton beat as always as well. And Steve, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks, guys.
Piv, we talked Coach Service in the middle of that Nebraska series, and you could just tell how down I think even he was. Coaches try to keep that chin up at all times, but you know, I don't think they could figure it out. You were there every day, and they get that huge win against Nebraska in the third series, and I don't mean huge by a win and a loss, but by a blowout. And then Ty comes out and throws that amazing game to get him going in the first round of the Missouri Valley Conference. At what point did you sense any kind of a turnaround in this team?
Last Thursday, after they clinched their spot in the championship game. I'm not saying that to be facetious, but I mean, you know, they knew they had a pretty good shot in that first round with Ty on the mound. They came out and played well in the first game against Illinois State, but you're kind of wondering, okay, when's the balloon going to break? And it just didn't. What they did down there is one of the more remarkable turnarounds I've seen in 41 years of covering a variety of things in this area. Mainly because, you know, about 2 weeks into the conference season, they basically put all their eggs in one basket. They knew they were out of the conference race, so they decided that, okay, we're going to start pointing towards the conference tournament. All we got to do is just keep getting better, and, you know, we'll be able to make some noise in Springfield. The problem was you weren't seeing consistent signs that they were getting better, and they were still losing games, and they were still not doing what they needed to do. So, you know, you just went into that conference tournament thinking, well, it's just not going to happen for them this year. And you know what they did down in Springfield is, from a baseball standpoint, truly remarkable.
Steve, obviously, when you know you're two games below 500, you win the conference tournament, you know you're going to be a four seed, and you know you're going to play one of the eight national seeds. Of all those eight national seeds, and you say it in your article today, going to UCLA undoubtedly is the best-case scenario for this team, because there's not the rabid fan base. It's not a raucous environment. It's just another baseball game, really.
Would you want to play in front of people that are drinking wine and eating cheese, or would you want to play in front of guys who are drinking beer and eating barbecue? I mean, that's what it, That's what it boils down to, and that's kind of simplifying and stereotyping, but I'm sure the L.A. crowd's a little more genteel than what they'd face down in College Station, or, you know, they played down in Arkansas a couple of years ago, and they know what it's like down there. So, yeah, I think they caught a break there. And, you know, UCLA on paper looks like a pretty formidable team, but it's not the same UCLA that we saw in the College World Series a couple of years ago. They don't have the depth and quality of arms that they do. They still have some really, really good pitchers, but this team is more offensive-minded than the team that finished second in the nation 2 years ago. So it's going to be a different UCLA team. I'm sure they're compiling all their scouting reports on the Bruins and trying to get a good read on it. But I think, yeah, if you want to say the committee did them a favor by sending them to L.A., I think they did them a favor.
Do you think he's going to get a lot of – I saw in his comments yesterday, Coach Servais saying, well, we'll probably talk to Nebraska since they've played him here the last couple of years and try and get some information. I'm just curious, could you tell the lines of communication friendly between Coach Erstad and Coach Servais, or can you really tell?
I haven't been around that enough, so I really don't know. I'm sure Ed respects Coach Erstad, and, you know – They'll reach out to a variety of people. The staff has some good connections to the Purdue staff. Rob Smith was a former assistant coach there. He's now the pitching coach at Creighton. Purdue just played UCLA about 3 weeks ago. And so, I mean, at this point, you go to whoever you can and try to get as much information as you can. And yeah, you spend a lot of time on the internet. You spend a lot of time trying to maybe get a few TV broadcasts that they were on, and you just try to do as good a job of putting together a scouting report as you can.
Steve Pivovar, the Omaha World Herald, joins us here to talk about Creighton making the NCAA tournament after winning the Missouri Valley Conference crown. And just a second, we'll delve into the field as a whole. We touched on it just briefly, but Ty comes out. He's going to get the start, Coach Servais told you yesterday, and feels that the rest is ample, even though he pitched game one of the conference tournament, pitched to the championship game, and then he's ready to come back. Is there a pitch count on him in the first game Friday, or are they deep enough in the season that won't be a problem?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, he was coming back on 3 days in the conference final, and so they were going to watch him pretty carefully. But and now you pretty much got your normal rest. I mean, it's Saturday to Friday. Most college pitchers are used to pitching once a week. Just talked to Ty this morning. He says he feels strong. He feels good. The arm hasn't given him any trouble all year. He's ready to go. So I think he's going to be in that game as long as he's effective.
Steve, last Creighton question I've got for you. You were around when the team went to the World Series. You've been around. As far as pitchers go, is Ty Block among the best that you've ever seen following Creighton?
He ranks right up there. They've had some good guys over the years, especially in that, you know, that early run in the 90s that they had, not only the World Series team, but the regional team before the year before that and the regional team after that. I mean, you had guys like Dan Smith and, you know, very, very good college pitchers. But Ty definitely is a special one. He's a guy that you know, can get it up there, a left-hander who can get it up there in the low 90s, and that makes you a hot commodity as far as a pro prospect. So, and, you know, just that little run he went on just before the conference tournament and then pitching against Indiana State, he had three starts that he was just nails in each start. So, yeah, I guess when you look at the vast history of Creighton baseball, he ranks right up there with any of the good arms they've had here.
Steve Pivovar, the Omaha World Herald, with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Finally, on that note, no matter what happens in Game 1, New Mexico, San Diego are out there. A quick tidbit fans should know, is there anything special about either one of those teams?
I really haven't had that much time to dwell into what those teams are consist of. Basically, you know, San Diego plays in a good conference, and they won the automatic, or they won the regular season and got the at-large berth. New Mexico swept its way through the Mountain West tournament. They're playing hot right now. So, you know, Ed's very respectful of the challenges that lie beyond Friday night. It's going to be a tough regional for him. And, you know, it's not a case where you win Friday night and all of a sudden you're thinking, well, we're going to be going to the Super Regional because there's two good teams waiting for him after that. So it should be interesting out there.
Steve, when you looked over, when the bracket, when you got a printable bracket and you looked at it, the toughest regional out there in your mind, was there one or two that stood out to you?
You hate to use the old coaching cliche, but everybody's good at this time of year. You know that when you look at the brackets, it's not going to go to form. There's going to be some surprises. There's going to be a number four at one of the regionals that's going to end up playing in the championship game. It's been that way almost every year since about 2006. You know, the brackets that has Mississippi State and Florida State in it, that's going to be a dogfight down there. That one kind of stood out in my mind.
Steve Pivovar with us discussing the College World Series, which is heading to Omaha, but first 64 teams have to get down to 8. There's plenty of stories. Texas being left out, that's just, you know, I think obviously Nebraska fans, when it comes to LSU and Texas, they're always the one and two fan bases that are there, so Texas doesn't have a chance to get there. What do you make of a team like a Utah Valley State? If you win 47 and don't lose in your conference, that's like the Boise State of football. You would think out of 64 teams there'd be a spot for these guys, even if they're not very well respected.
Well, but I don't think they're the Boise State of football, because you look at what that conference consists of, and yes, it's quite an accomplishment to go undefeated in it. But at the same time, we're not talking high level baseball there, where you get Chicago State and Southern Utah, and I'm not trying to demean anything they did, but for a team like that playing in that kind of conference, you got to go out, you got to play some people in the non-conference. They tried, they had some success against some teams, but they just didn't have enough. And a team like that is going to get into the tournament on an at-large basis by what they do outside the conference. A lot of people look down on the leagues Boise State's been in, but it's not even comparable. I mean, it'd be Boise State was playing against the NFL compared to what Utah Valley State faced on a conference basis week in and week out. And again, that's not trying to demean anything they've done, but that's just the truth. There was a weak conference, and you know, you feel bad that they won 47 games and they're at least not even getting the shot, but that's just the way it is.
Surprised or shocked that Michigan State got in?
I was surprised. I mean, I understand the committee's rationale. They say they were the second team in the region. They got good reports from each region has kind of a subcommittee that kind of keeps track of that for the baseball committee over the course of the year. There's a coach on it. There's a coach on that committee. So they write, heard, and provide insight. And they said that, you know, Michigan State was the second best team in the region. But at the same time, you know, you finish fifth in the Big Ten. I'm sure that doesn't sit well with a lot of people.
Well, we'll let Steve Pivovar of the Omaha World Herald out of here with a couple predictions, because that's what we love to do on Radio Talk. Last year, we thought that Creighton had a better than normal chance to get to a super regional. That's going to be a hard road here. I'm just wondering, Steve, what do you think Creighton can do out there in Los Angeles, and who right now do you feel out of this field of 64 is the best team in college baseball?
Well, I went with South Carolina this morning in the paper to win it all, basically, because the last couple of years I've kind of doubted the Gamecocks, and they've kind of proven me wrong, and they still have a lot of those guys back that contributed to these postseason runs the past 2 years, and they just seem to find something this time of year that gets them through those close games and gets them over the hump, and so I'm going with the Gamecocks as far as the pre-start of regional favorite. I'll change that as we go along the road. that's my prerogative. As far as Creighton, you know, can they continue this run? The odds would say they can't. They're facing a really strong field out there. I don't think anybody's probably making super regional reservations for this team. But, again, what they did last week, you just got to say they got a chance. That's more than people gave them going into Springfield. They'd have to have a lot of things go their way out there. They got to keep hitting like they did last week. And they got to catch some breaks. And, you know, whether that all comes together and they're able to make it to the second weekend, that would be the continuation of a great story.
Well, Steve, we appreciate you giving us some time again here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, and enjoy all the articles. And keep up the great work as you follow the 2012 baseball championship.
I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Pivovar, Omaha World Herald, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I've been just kind of scanning it. Somebody asked me over the weekend who you like. I liked Florida State, and I've only seen a little bit, and they've been on top for quite a while. But, boy, I think they don't have any problem getting out of their region with Mississippi State being there. But they could play Stanford in the next round, and then you got North Carolina. If they get to Omaha, would be the team that they would play in the first game, I would think, possibly in Arizona. There could be a fairly tough draw for Florida State. I'm not saying it's the toughest, but I kind of like Florida State right now.
Yeah, I think the only one, and I believe it was 1999 when they started doing this, the only number one national seed ever to hold the national championship trophy at the end was Miami, and I believe that was 1999. Florida was number one in a lot of places to start the year. They're number one to finish the year. That's pretty impressive, playing where they play, the competition they face. To do that, I got to think Florida Gators, and obviously they've got the bullseye on their back. Everybody's going to take their shots at them. But Georgia Tech, 36-24. I'm just looking at the other two seeds. There's a lot that don't have 24 losses, I got to think. Well, maybe that's pretty normal for the two seeds.
Who do you like? There's a possible LSU-Miami regional final. Are you kidding me? Super regional.
Yeah, there's two of the biggest names in the sport. You know, I guess I'm going to cheer for LSU to get back just because Omaha embraces them. Omaha loves them. They bring the fans. They spend their money. They party it up. They cook with the best of them. That's what Omaha's about.
Red beans and rice, some gumbo, some etouffee, some jambalaya. Hey, folks, coming up, we need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to talk a little Shrine. But Purdue, 92 miles to Gary. I didn't realize that their campus was that far. So you got to want to go. So Purdue is playing technically at home, but not really. And Kentucky feels they're getting jobbed in the SEC, not being a number one seed. So they're going to have a big hill to climb.
I think that's – but Purdue's a good baseball team. We saw that in Lincoln, and everybody's saying that. And the committee thought that, too, to reward them with a one seed. So we'll see. Undoubtedly is a one seed away from baseball. That's the two guys at T&L Irrigation. They're putting up pivots all over. Sounds like they're going to be standing up a lot of pivots. that went over down in the Franklin to Campbell area over the weekend. But nonetheless, if you got to replace a pivot, T&L guys are waiting for you. Call your local T&L dealer today or get online at TLIRR.com. They're locally owned and operated. They've been doing it in the Hastings area since 1955 and continue to do it well. Hydrostatic power, smooth, even water distribution by eliminating uneven spoking patterns common to those other guys' pivots. Call the local T&L pivot dealer today and let them tell you about the difference in T&L irrigation. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.22%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
CTS Clinical is the brand new doctor-formulated weight loss system with ingredients clinically proven to shed 21 pounds in only 12 weeks. Get the brand new CTS Clinical without a prescription exclusively at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine continues across the area as we head through the day today with a high around 76, with north wind staying a bit breezy at times, around 10 to 15. Then we'll see increasing cloudiness tonight with a slight chance for a shower or storm late. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 64.
Lou Pavlovich of Collegiate Baseball will join us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Jeff Colhane from the Husker Sports Network will also join us. Also Shrine football coverage tomorrow. Little Loper link as everything's pretty much wound down. Don't forget, check in if you're still interested in Blue Gold, which is coming up on Monday. They've got three courses this year, so a little more open. Awori, Metal Arc Hills, and the Kearney Country Club. I believe Awori has filled up as of last we've heard. But check out Loper.com or contact the Loper Athletic Office for more information. Track ended over the weekend, and a couple of notes to talk about there. UNK's Marty Molina, an All-American for the third time. Coach Jorgensen, by the way, stepping down. He was with us just a couple of weeks ago to preview the track meet, and Scott Jorgensen has taken a job at Central City. So that's where he is headed, just coming down here within the last hour. But Marty Molina, he Jorgensen was talking about how great all the marks were this year. Well, Molina, who's had a great career at UNK, had his best ever jump at Nationals in the triple jump.
What a time to do it. I mean, you couldn't ask for it all year long. And you're seventh. Yeah.
50 feet, 4 3/4 inches, 51 feet, 9 1/4 is your win. And then Paul Pape gets eighth, which is what you need to get an All-American honor in the 800-meter run. Joe Cooper, the last loper to place the top eight in an outdoor distance running event. Also, Jackie Zemke was 11th in the shot put, and that was it for UNK. And congratulations to Ronnie Taylor, the first ever Hastings College athlete to win an NAIA outdoor track and field national championship. Did it in the long jump, 25 feet, 10 inches. So first time that that has ever happened. So there you go. Congratulations to Ronnie Taylor from Hastings College, Nebraska, getting ready for the Division I track championships June 6th through the 9th, and that'll be going on at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Luke Pinkelman out of Cozad is going to be going in the shot put. But right now, the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on as we're back from the Memorial Day weekend, and I guess the date has been moved, not I guess, but I know the date has been moved here the last couple of years to try and get the Shrine Bowl right after the high school is over, so that a lot of the kids can play in the game and then go on to their collegiate choices. That means the game is this Saturday, and the head coaches are Travis Hawk of the North and Lee Schmale of the South. Lee from Elmwood Murdoch has a few minutes here to join us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Lee, we have to make sure not to bring up any golf stories from the Gable Warner today. This is all about Shrine Bowl football, okay?
Well, I appreciate that.
Tell us where you're at right now, Lee, because the fans were used to 10, 12 days of practice. We played in late July. What are our rules and restrictions? How many practices have you had in, and are you comfortable with where you're at right now?
Well, I don't know if you're ever real comfortable. You know, when you're working with 35 new guys for the first time, and we've only really been here 4 days, we just completed our ninth practice just a few minutes ago, and I think everybody likes the fact that the game is played earlier. I think the players like it. I even think the coaches like the May date, or actually the June 2nd date, better, because as you were saying earlier, the game was losing some of the players because some of the colleges want them on their campus in early June, and this allows us to get the players that the fans want to see.
Lee, this is a fun question every year, because when you guys pick these teams, you don't get to see the kids from our area or western Nebraska, if you will, and you don't get to see a lot of the Class A and B players other than seeing some film on them to pick them. You get coaches' recommendations. You're nine practices in. Who has given you the Dave Hester wow factor, for better lack of a better word?
Well, I'll tell you what. We have some guys on defense that are just outstanding, and there for a while I thought I was a JV coach playing against the varsity when we were on offense, because we were just getting knocked back, and certainly the defense is going to be ahead after the first couple days, but we've got some outstanding players on the defensive side of the ball. We got the Logan Rath out of Giltner. We have another eight-man player, of course, that's going to Iowa. And, of course, that's Drew Ott, and Drew is playing just outstanding. We also have Dylan Utter, a walk-on in Nebraska, Trey Foster, also Ross DeZuris, another defensive end. They are also walk-ons at Nebraska. Andy Janovich, middle linebacker, walking on at Nebraska. And Brad Simpson is also a walk-on from Ralston. So, we have some outstanding players. Bo Leek is going to North Dakota State. Brandon Riley, another walk-on at Nebraska. Darian Berentos Jackson is going to Iowa Western. And so you look at those names in that lineup, and I had to understand, you know, those are pretty outstanding players, and that's going to be hard to move the ball against them.
Well, Coach, obviously, if your defense is great, you're still going to be looking at, as you said, your offense. Is this going to be a run-based attack? Do you got a quarterback that you're going to throw it around a little bit? Tell me a little bit about what you're seeing on O.
Yeah, I believe that we're going to have some balance in our approach. We have some good skill people. You know, Brandon Riley out of Southwest, a great receiver. Ryan Leaf out of Papillion. We also got some nice running backs as well. Eric Vavetta out of Ralston, Garrett Bortra, Pawnee City. And then we got two really outstanding quarterbacks in Derek McGinnis of Crete and Sam Brower of Seward. And so these are type of quarterbacks that I think you could say they're both run-pass threats. And so we're going to do both. We're going to throw the ball, and we're going to run it.
Lee, every All-Star game is a little bit different. You say you're ahead on defense. Obviously, if you got Riker Fife back there, can you blitz? Is it wide open? What can you do on defense? Can you do whatever you want?
No, we're pretty restricted defensively. We have to pretty much sit in a 4-3 defense. We're not even allowed to slant as far as the tackles or the DNs. Now, I'm not saying that's not going to happen in the game, but that's according to the rules. And but no, you got to be in that 4-3 look with the seven guys in the box. And the only thing we can change up are our defensive coverages in the secondary. We can play man, we can play cover three, we can play some two deep zone, and so we can do some things differently there. But no blitzing. We're not supposed to have any slanting. So we're pretty much in that 4-3, very restricted defensively. So that's why we felt that we needed to get the best defensive players we could when we selected this team.
Lee Schmale, head coach at Elmwood Murdoch, where they have a heck of a winning tradition in a lot of the sports, including football. The head coach of the South here. What are your concerns about the North team? What do they have? I mean, so much talent, but what's the number one concern with them?
Well, I think they have maybe the two best running backs that either of us have. They got the running back from Alcorn. They also have the running back from Omaha Burke. They have Fike at quarterback. He's an outstanding player, and he can go the distance. And we miss tackles. It could be a really long day. And then they're going to spread the field. And that's really smart on their part, because I think we're going to be pretty tough against the run. But a spread offense is going to neutralize us a little bit as far as our size up front. And they're going to force you to make a lot of open field tackles. Another concern is that, of course, they have the Grand Island quarterback and their best receiver on the same team. And so those guys are on the same page the first day camp started. And their ability to connect and, make plays is a great concern to us.
Conditioning-wise, after nine practices getting these guys together, you feel good with where you're at, or are kids dragging a little bit right now?
Well, I think after the fourth day, wearing pads for the first time since November, we expected them to drag a little bit. I thought we picked it up a little bit today. Probably the third day was the worst as far as dragging somewhat, but today I saw a little bit of a hop in their walk, and I think that they're getting excited as the game draws closer.
And Lee, obviously every year we talk to the head coaches. You can only be a head coach if you've been an assistant before, so you've been to the Shriners Hospital, and the kids are getting ready for that experience. That is the reason for this game. It's football, 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 but then all of a sudden things seem to change a little bit after that trip. Are you getting the kids ready for that?
Yeah, we're going to talk to them some more about it, but I think that a lot of them have talked to some of the former players that have been in the game, and I still don't think they will totally understand everything until they get there. Without a doubt, it'll be an experience they'll remember for a lifetime. I know I still remember from 2003 just the inspiration that these young kids that they give you with the attitude, with their just their tremendous desire to become healthy, and how hard they work, to become, be able to do the things that, we take for granted. And I think these players will be very inspired, and I think it also will help them realize how fortunate they are.
Yeah, that's one interesting thing. When you talk to every kid coming out of this game, they played a football game, but that's kind of a second thought to what they experienced in Minneapolis and getting to see those kids. So, Lee, best of luck. Keep them healthy. Enjoy the week.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much for having me on.
Thanks, Coach. Lee Schmale joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Elmwood Murdoch High School head coach of the South Shrine Team. And that's where a majority of our listening area kids are. Kyle Cutterford of Adams Central, Garrett Johns of Aurora, Blake Bunner, Blue Hill, Mike Schaff from Cambridge, Garrett Bundy, Donovan Trumbull, Drew Ott, Logan Rath-Giltner, Dexter Becker of Southern Valley. And we'll be catching up with Coach Travis Hawk as well. Right now, though, we need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show, but as we do, Nebraska Danger finally back home. They've been gone for a month, three road games, and then a bye week, and they bring in the Allen Wranglers this Saturday night to the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. If you would like a pair of tickets to see the Nebraska Danger on Saturday night, I'm going to make it easy for you. Be caller 5 at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, and we'll give you a pair of Nebraska Danger tickets back after this.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, and this is a pop quiz. What's the best way to find out what your auto policy covers? A, smash your car up and see how much your insurance pays, or B, talk to a highly trained farmer's agent and see if you have the coverage you want? The answer is B. Please don't attempt A. That's just crazy town.
If you want answers about auto insurance, you want a farmer's agent. Find yours at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
During the 12 Ways to Save sale, Peak Premix Long Life Coolant is $7.99 a gallon at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Protect your cooling system against damaging rust and corrosion with Peak Premix Long Life Coolant for $7.99 a gallon at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool. The other wanted to go grab a bite to eat. And me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So, to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside, there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and, of course, the coldest beer in town. So, problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Registration is open for the Central Nebraska Child Advocacy Center four-person golf scramble this Friday, June 1st at Indian Head. Golf for kids' sake. Set up your team today by calling the Child Advocacy Center at 308-385-5238. That's 308-385-5238. Indian Head Golf Club. Let the fun begin.
There's so much here for everyone at Indian Head. Indian Head Golf.
Back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Glad you're along with us on this Monday, heading you into the Tuesday. I knew it. It always happens. On this Tuesday, heading you into the lunch hour. Folks, don't forget the Chicken Coop is where you need to be, whether it's for lunch, whether it's for dinner, whether it's the weekend, whether it's just you, whether it's your coworkers, whether it's the entire family. Anything from chicken nuggets and balls of cheese to pizzas and steaks and salads on a warm day. Kick on back with your favorite beverage, happy hour, 2 to 5:30, Monday through Friday. Watch all of your favorite sports. You've got the French Open going on now in the summertime. You got afternoon stuff all the time. Whether you're a soccer fan, a tennis fan, a baseball fan, it doesn't matter. Golf fan, it's there for you at the Chicken Coop. And every Tuesday, it is Wing Basket Night for just $5, a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from all of their great wing flavors. Only $5. Are you kidding me? Bring the crew, get four baskets. Chow them down, all different varieties. It's at the Chicken Coop, Grand Island, and Kearney. Had our winner for the Nebraska Danger tickets. Who was that, Jeffrey?
Jake from Hastings.
Congratulations, Jake. We're going to give you a chance to win more tickets to the Nebraska Danger on tomorrow's program.
We got I'm telling you, it's not only a chance. $25 gift card still going out today. I'm fired up for that, Doug. I'm fired up. Tuesday Troutman's Trivia.
We've got Tuesday Troutman's Trivia. It is coming up. You are correct. You are correct as usual. We'll do that here in just a couple of moments. But Phil Steele has Nebraska ranked 17th. Last week he had the all-conference teams, but he's got Central Florida ahead of Nebraska. He's doing like two a day every day from 40 on up. He has Michigan State 19th, though, Tony, and he has Michigan 22nd. So he likes Nebraska in that division, but only has them at 17th. Well, Boise State 26th.
No one does more research than Phil Steele, and I think that is undoubted. You can undoubtedly say that in the college football game because the amount of his – well, we've had him on. It's an interesting man to talk to, and just the work that goes into his preseason magazine is second to no one. I go with him. That's where you expect in Nebraska to be, isn't it?
Well, there. I hope so. Tennis, French Open, Rafael Nadal wins in straight sets. Andy Murray's a game away from doing the same thing. On the women's side today, Maria Sharapova wins 6-love, 6-love. Serena Williams up 6-4. Squared at one in the second set. It is time now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won anything in the last 2 months, you are eligible at 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Call now. We've got trivia questions. First person to get one right is going to get the $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Who are we chatting with?
It's Chris.
Chris, Daddy's got a question for you.
This collegiate baseball team has a 22-game home winning streak. Which team is it?
South Carolina.
Is not South Carolina. An excellent guess. Thank you for calling. 888-455-3776.
Who are we chatting with?
Oh.
Hello?
Somebody's angry, had no idea
Let's
the question.
Back to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
This is Ron.
Ron, Miami of Florida has just made the NCAA tournament field for the 40th consecutive time. Which number one seed is second?
North Carolina.
That is incorrect. Try back. 888-455-3776.
That is an excellent, excellent guess. Back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Matt,
this team in collegiate baseball has a 22-game home winning streak. Who is it?
Texas A&M.
It is not Texas A&M. Thanks for trying. Tuesday Troutman's Trivia. We roll on here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Who are we chatting with?
Brian.
Brian, who has a 22-game home winning streak in college baseball?
Miami.
It is not Miami. Great guess. Try back. Miami is incorrect. Try back. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Who are we talking to?
This is Ron again.
Ron, who has the 22-game home winning streak in college baseball?
Florida State.
Excellent guess again, but it is incorrect. Try back. Try back. Douglas just, who are we chatting with?
Doug, Grant Allen.
Doug, Douglas just told you that Miami has the longest, some 40, some ridiculously making the regional appearance. Who is second on that list?
Stanford.
It's not Stanford. Another good guess. A lot of powerhouse in baseball, so people keep coming up with good names there. 888-455-3776. Who are we talking to?
This is Glenn.
Glenn, this team has a 22-game home winning streak. It is the nation's longest. Who is it?
Baylor.
You are correct. The Baylor Bears. Congratulations. You are the winner of a $25 winning streak. The Baylor Bears, Florida State was the answer to Doug's trivia question. So hang on the line. We'll make you a winner. $25, Troutman's Quality Meats, going out to Glenn today. Every Tuesday, Troutman's Trivia. We'll try and come up with excellent, excellent questions to challenge. We challenge our listeners' minds, and we'll we'll try and pass along more and more winners as the summer goes along. We mentioned tomorrow from college baseball, Lou Pavlovich joins us to break down the tournament as a whole, and also Jeff Colhane from the Husker Sports Network is set to talk a little Huskers, how the season ended, what he thinks about Michigan State, what he thinks about Michigan State making the tournament, and all that noise. So Central Florida ahead of Nebraska in Phil Steele's. That's interesting because Central Florida, that is not normal. By the way, poll question of the day. Which player would you rather have taking the last shot to win a game? 53% of you, LeBron James. 47% said Dwayne Wade. Who is the best player out of this generation of men's tennis? Is it Djokovic, Federer, or Nadal? Those are your three choices. Get on to ESPN Superstation / the Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club. There's great points. You get 10 points every day for just logging in. You accumulate enough points, you get a Hy-Vee deli pizza out the door, free to you. Cunningham's Journal, buy one, get one lunch. There you go. Doug and Daddy t-shirts, RFA 3 tickets coming this June 30th. A pair of Royals baseball tickets. All the points for you to earn right there on the ESPN Superstation Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club. I want to thank Steve Pivovar from the Omaha World Herald for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.